This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today is Veterans Day. President Biden will be at Arlington National Cemetery for a wreath-laying ceremony. First Lady Jill Biden is honoring those she calls hidden heroes and hidden helpers, the kids and caregivers of American troops. The AP's Sagar Magani's got this.
My job is to give love and to bring light to my dad's day.
9-year-old Gabby Rodriguez and 6-year-old sister Ava do what they can for their father, a Marine who suffered a brain injury in Iraq.
I cook pancakes on Sundays, and my sister likes to ask, "How's the weather?" which is code for asking about his mood.
Dr. Biden says the sisters are examples of kids with a nearly impossible job, helping care for the sometimes invisible wounds of war.
From a young age, hidden helpers learn the costs of war close up.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Kyle Rittenhouse says it was self-defense.
Kyle Rittenhouse testified that he used deadly force when he shot 3 men with an AR-15 during a protest in Wisconsin last year, but says he only fired because he was in fear for his life. Rittenhouse took the stand at his murder trial.
Did you come to downtown Kenosha to look for trouble?
No.
Answering questions from defense attorney Mark Richards.
The person that attacked me first threatened to kill me twice.
Rittenhouse was mostly calm on the stand, but at one point he broke down as he described feeling cornered by a protester who was carrying a gun and the first man he eventually shot, Joseph Rosenbaum.
That's right, run.
Prosecutors have portrayed him as the instigator.
Jennifer King reporting. Rittenhouse's lawyers are demanding a mistrial, saying the prosecutor asked him questions that were not allowed. 4 astronauts have been traveling to the International Space Station. A SpaceX rocket is carrying them there. Country music's Entertainer of the Year is Luke Combs. This is AP News. Homeland Security has a warning ahead of the holidays. The AP's Mike Rossi has got this.
The Department of Homeland Security is warning of a heightened threat environment with the approach of the holiday season from domestic extremists and people inspired by foreign terrorist groups. While saying it has no credible information on a specific threat, DHS said mass gatherings for upcoming religious holidays could be potential targets. The bulletin is the 4th this year from DHS. According to the FBI, from 2010 through 2020, extremists advocating the superiority of the white race committed 18 lethal attacks in the United States, killing 70 people. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Several countries and companies say they will stop selling cars that run on gas or diesel over the next 2 decades, part of efforts to limit a source of planet-warming emissions. But several major car markets have not signed on to that agreement, including the U.S. and China. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.